Kathy, you want to do a roll call?
Sure. Present is virtual. Everyone is present virtually. Cindy Biancamano, Kathy Sabo, Phil Sabo, Lori Drorick, Evelyn Payson, Dave Edgington, and Lisa Hober, treasurer.
Okay. And do we want to read the minutes of the February meeting, or just make a motion to waive reading the minutes and accept? And make the motion.
I'll make that motion.
Accept. Lori, second? Lori, okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so motion carries. We don't have any public on, right? No. President's report, I have a couple things to report, but they come up later on the agenda, so that's it for me. Tax collector, I'll read you what she said. Okay. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Her report is, there remains one account outstanding and the notice for collection has been delivered by the attorney. The work to convert paper records continues. 2 years were delivered, 2020 and 2019. However, Quality Data Systems needs one more data point, which is a posted date. She still plans to have information to Quality Data Systems by the end of March, so we will be able to run reports and share information electronically ahead of April and the start of 2022 tax year. I think she means 2023 tax year. Does anybody have any questions on that for her?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, she's doing a lot to get those filed electronically. Oh, and, a key has been ordered for that. What's that cabinet called? Medico?
No, that's the lock. It's called a Fire King.
Well, the lock, I mean. So a key's been ordered so that we won't have to drill it out. We should, we'll be able to just open it with a key since we couldn't find the other one. And I think that's it for the tax collector.
I'm sorry, what? Do you want my report?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if am I buffering or is that somebody? I'm not. You're cutting off, Cindy. Anyway, I don't have much of a report because when Liberty did their update, I paid a bunch of bills on purpose the week before, and then they did their update from the 21st to the 28th. And then everything went to crap because we lost our payee list, we lost our transfer history, we lost our ability to pay bills. So I've been calling and calling because they were inundated the whole week. They had glitches with their whole update. But anyway, long story short is today I actually got somebody on the phone. I had messaged them. I had talked, said I want a specialist to call me. I went into the branch that we have here. I did everything I could, and today I called. And I actually got a knowledgeable human on the phone, and we have our payee. We have our payability. I can pay now. I can pay bills. We did lose transfer history and our payee list, so I have to rebuild that as we go.
Oh, that's stinky. So sorry, you got
it. It's not what Lynn has to do, so I'm not complaining because I got an address for everybody that wants money. They send me an address, you know?
Yeah.
There's that, and then Lynn did go to the post office today to pick up some mail, and I've got a pile of bills paid. But we got this, does that look familiar? Somebody is sending us a register letter, and we weren't there to get it.
Oh, boy.
Mail box.
Oh, boy.
So somebody is sending, I'm choosing to ignore this unless somebody wants me to dig into this.
Well, somebody... Yeah, I don't think we should ignore it.
You got to pick it up. Someone's got to go get it.
Somebody, I have to ask somebody else to go to be the pick-upper person.
I can pick it up tomorrow.
All right, so there's a number here. I'm gonna scan this and then look for this and then request a redelivery date.
Oh.
So I had nightmares that it was from somebody who we've sent one to or something.
Well, can Cindy just take that and go in instead of having?
I don't know if it's there. This was from the 28th, and then I went to Florida.
28th of
February. So, I mean, hold on. I can scan it now, right? Because it'll tell me.
Yeah, but if you do that, then someone's got to be home to get it, right?
Well,
no, go to our post office box.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. Oops, did I swear? Yep.
Don't forget we're being recorded.
I know.
Okay.
I just thought, oh boy, did I just swear?
Sandra has a potty mouth.
It says reschedule delivery. Check if redelivery is available for your address. I mean, I'll fill this out and I'll try to do it. I think they're only going to deliver it to the P.O. box. That's the address that they have. So they ask them to deliver it there.
My customer's all canceled for tomorrow, so why don't you let me take it down there and see if we can find it. So
I'll drop it off in the morning.
Just put it in the mailbox if I'm not, or whatever. But that's probably easier. If it doesn't work, then we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for Lisa?
No.
Okay. So reports were not done because I was only able to print statements just today. So I'll get those done and hopefully by the weekend post them on the drive.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Committee report. So we're not going to do a bylaw revision this year, correct?
I think we all said no, right? Skip a year at least anyway.
Yeah, so we could probably drop that off the agenda thing. So budget committee, I think, Kathy, wasn't it decided, or was that just Ed saying that we can't have a board member on the budget committee? I know you were interested at one time. And
that's what Ed always said. So I don't think that's a hard, fast rule. I think we can decide, you know, obviously Lori should continue doing it if she wants to. Absolutely. That's my feeling.
Okay.
I don't think it's a conflict of interest. I never understood why a board member couldn't be on the budget committee because, to me, they needed to be on the budget. A board member should always be on the budget committee.
Okay. Are you still willing to do that, Lori? Or is that too much?
Yeah. I mean, as long as nobody has any discomfort with it.
No, I'm good with it.
Yeah. So will you form your own committee?
Yeah, I can reach out. And
okay.
Okay. Liz is not available anymore.
What's not available?
I said, of course, Liz's not available to do it anymore. I don't think she could do it, being a tax collector.
Mm, right.
Or could she? And not that I've mentioned
why not. Ed did it. He was a tax collector. He was in charge of it, and he was a tax collector. So, I mean, I don't know.
That's true.
You know. So I don't see why not if she wants to do it. I don't see why not.
That's true, because, So let me see what I come up with, because I do have a couple of people in mind, and I
David was excellent to work with last year. So I'd reach out and ask him again. And then Lisa, I don't know if she's, I don't know where she's at, Lisa Sobo, she was on last year as well. So I would definitely ask her again. I know she's going through an overwhelming time with her stuff right now, but I would ask her again. And then, you know, if Lynn wants to do it, I know she's jam-packed now with the taxing, but it's, you know, it's a stint in the summer, but it's when she's busy, too.
Right, so she may not have time, right.
Right. So, you know, I'm sure there's a few other people that I could think of that would be interested, but really, if David does it, and we'll just have to see. But I will definitely keep you all posted.
Okay, thanks.
Does anybody else have anybody that they're thinking? Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Liz. The next item would be the dam. And I did offer Tim to come if he wished tonight virtually, but he said, thanks, there's not much to discuss. Carl's still working on the detailed final design and nothing's been submitted to DEP yet. And some of you weren't at the meeting that we had at Corinne's house, two Saturdays ago, but I think it went really well, and a lot of questions were answered. Do you agree, Laura? You were there, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. We asked a lot of questions. He came forth. I think everybody saw the plan. He asked a lot of questions, and pretty much we confirmed with him that, you know, we thought that the dam committee was already charged with coming forth with the design to present to the membership. So I think because he was in a position where he wanted to ask permission from the membership to go forth, to continue to go forth. And we said, well, you were already charged with that in the meeting. So he's like, all right. So that's where I understand it is right now. They're, you know, nothing's above and beyond what the report is suggesting. We asked those questions, you know, and of course we offered there. Of course there could be enhancements, but you know, anything at this point would be aesthetic. So it seemed to be a good meeting. He's going to just educate and not offer numbers or anything like that. That's what he said. So hopefully that's how we go through this year until he comes to the membership with a drawing and looks for approval on that. Okay, events is next, so I think the calendar is pretty full. There's a couple events that nobody would step up to take over, so we're not having them. But the good news is there's also a couple events of newcomers, or not newcomers, but new people that have never volunteered before that have come out of the woodwork and said they would take over an event. So I think we have a pretty good, you know, pretty good calendar and some new people that are going to help us out.
Which ones aren't happening?
What was the last one, Cap? You had Military Whist, I think. Nobody signed up for that. And Music Bingo. Nobody would do that. And then some lady said she wanted to do Adult Bingo, so I tried to put her in, and then she backed out of that. So it should be on the calendar. The calendar should be updated if you check that one.
Yeah, I just haven't had a chance. Sorry.
That's fine. Anyway, I put in the president's message that in the newsletter in the spring packet that next year, if we don't have somebody to take over events, we're not doing events. We're not doing bands. We're not doing anything unless somebody steps up. Done.
It's fine, isn't it?
No, it's fine, but, you know, we have 400 people. So
I know.
So I don't mind doing it 1 year, but no. So they're gonna, I think, well, we'll see what happens. I mean, we'll still get people that do kitty bingo and arts and crafts kind of thing, hopefully. But anyway, so that's pretty much done. then the next thing is the geese. So how are you doing on your waivers? Did you get a lot?
I have about 50.
Okay.
One gentleman down by me said we could only go on his lake front properties, houses on one side, whatever. I did meet with Lynn on Saturday, I think, and she showed me where the nest was last year on Forest Way. So it's behind 44 Forest Way, which is this yellow cottage that is in kind of rough shape. She said that people only show up once a year.
Oh, that's the Marvins, yeah.
Of course, I don't have a waiver for that one. I also don't have one for 42 Forest Way, which is the white house on the other side of the Forest Way. It's on the cove.
The one on the point?
If you're looking at it from Second Beach, you see big sliders on the back?
Yeah, that's
their back. Big
Marie Borgeson, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't sign a waiver.
Lynette is going to meet me out here sometime this week once the storm has passed. So we can look at where that nest was and kind of look around there, because that's where most of the geese are gone. Whatever that huge flock was, there was actually four of them. Four flocks that flew, and she came down while I was gone. We have, I think, five residents. And the other day I was down there and I could find three of them. I couldn't find the other two. So that either typically means they're starting to build nests, but this, you know, it's weather related too. The storm could change whatever they were planning.
Mother Nature at work.
Yeah. I know. So, 'cause I went down today, they weren't there. So I don't know where they are at the moment. But I will keep checking. And what else did I want to say? Not sure yet when we're going to do the walk. And that also is weather dependent, you know, to hunt for nests. Thinking maybe April 1st to the middle of April, one of those Saturday mornings. Nutmeg Farms has put it on her calendar to be in attendance after the June association meeting to invite all members of the lake, east and west. I think that's it.
Will you put that on the calendar, Ev, that she's coming that day?
Sure. Yeah, I figured around noon.
Yeah.
And then I'll talk to Tim to see if he can get the word out over there on that side so that everybody can come and see. I mean, it's an entire lake issue, not just our side. So. And even though I don't have waivers for everybody, Lynette might not be able to walk on people's properties. I don't have a problem with it.
So speaking of the other side, too, some people that have only been there 2 years emailed Lisa asking they want to make a donation. They understand the importance of the dam and everything. So we turned them over to Tim. So that was nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. So when you do the walk, Evelyn, should we put out an email blast?
Yes. Okay. I'll let you know when I have the date.
Okay.
I'm waiting for, like I said, you know, weather dependent.
Yeah.
Once they start pairing up, and which I think they kind of started doing, but that could change because of the weather, the upcoming weather.
Okay, well, keep us posted.
I will.
Thanks. Lake quality. I don't think I have. Corinne submitted something for the spring packet, and I don't know. It just says that the Solitude is going to give us a discount this year, and possibly do an extra. Treatment because last year's turned out so poorly. Excuse me, I don't think there's much else on lake quality right now.
The I know Corinne set up the date for the water treatment this year. I put it on the calendar. Off the top of my head, I want to say like June 27th. It's a Tuesday.
Okay. But yeah, she put. I think she put that in her letter.
It's on the calendar.
Yeah. Good. Okay. nominating committee, are you going to take that on again, Lisa, or no?
I am.
Okay. Another say, but I am.
Okay. well, we're looking through this property still.
Want to turn the mic on?
Yep. He's sleeping.
No, we were on mute, so...
You're a little sidebar.
I want to get the paddle boat and that canoe that are still there. I would like to put a news blast out. Free, come and get it. First come, first serve.
Okay, just send.
Or even put a, if one of you year-rounders want to go down and put a free sign down there somewhere, that works too. Or I could do it, do it when I get there in April. Either or, doesn't matter. But I'm thinking it's time. I want to start getting rid of those two things. Somebody did have moved the paddle boat. I don't know who that was. It's down closer to the water. So, also...
Hey, Phil, this is just an idea. You think we could auction those off?
If you would like to do that, you're more than welcome to do it, Sin.
Okay, forget it.
Somebody else had said that also. but, yeah,
okay, never mind. I'll put the free sign out.
That's what I kind of thought. I like ease, I just like ease.
I thought it might be fun, but it's going to be a hassle, no.
I don't want to deal with it unless somebody else wants to take it over. I don't have a problem with that,
Okay.
I really see myself cutting them up and getting them in the garbage. That's my thought process. Hopefully somebody will take them. Also, at the end of last year or during the whole last year, we had an issue with the sound system. We don't have one as of right now. I don't know who is that part of technology or is that part? I don't know who.
It's not technology.
It's not.
No.
What is it, Evelyn?
What is it?
I don't know. Laurie, what do you think? Is that part of technology?
I think it's between communications and technology, and those days have been kind of.
I mean, I'm still working on it. The thing is that I don't want to step on anybody's toes. If it's somebody's job to do it, by all means. But if it's nobody's job, I will be happy to continue doing what I've been doing. We have a guy on.
I don't think it's anybody's job, Phil. I bought that system, and we got it set up, and it's just kind of whoever looks at it. I don't think it's. I think it's fine, and you're looking at it, that's fine. As far as money goes, if you have to spend money, to me that should come out of capital expenditures, because this is going to be more than a 7-year investment.
Phil?
Could
come out of communications.
So, didn't Lester said he would attend, that he'd make sure he's at our next association meeting. To try and troubleshoot it while a meeting is in process, because it works when it's just us.
It's already gone. We're getting a new system, and I will have Lester take care of it for us.
Okay.
Where'd it go?
Garbage.
It was bad. Well, everybody had a good time with it.
So.
Mics, too?
No, I still have the wired mics. I still have, I believe I still have the... Yeah, I got all the mics. There's 4 mics.
Our listeners are there, too.
But I want to continue with... I want to update with the wired mics. That way people have to get up to go to a mic instead of us running a mic. That's going to be it's going to be something new. I would like to start that this year. Instead of us running...
We used to do that, Phil. Years ago, we did that. If you want to speak, you come up front and talk to the microphone.
Yep.
So will you have a couple set up? Because if you got somebody in the middle and they got to come down and then come all the way, I'm just thinking about prolonging the meeting.
I will have it in the middle. I will have it in the middle.
Okay.
Because there'll be one mic for the public and there'll be one mic for us.
Get a mic stand.
Yes, I will have a mic stand.
Get a mic stand, and they stand in line. That's how we used to do board meetings and meetings.
Yep, that's what we're going to do. Yep. So, other than that, the bear is starting to wake, so be careful.
Okay. Technology, do we have anything to say on that?
No. Okay.
No. Water testing, I think I told you last meeting, Lisa Wong is going to do it again. So that should be good to go. And we don't have any other committee reports, right?
Nope.
Okay. So old business. Oh my God. Property encroachment. I'm very sad to say this, but I think this is going to end up in court.
Okay.
So I got a call from our surveyor. He did meet with Charlie Dutch, the other surveyor, on Thursday, and they can't come to an agreement.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it really is. So I really questioned him, like, why, and he explained, and it's a long, complicated story, but in a nutshell, because of the way years and years and years ago that these properties were formed, there's no real monuments, and the pins that Charlie Dutch is holding, whatever that means, our guy is not convinced that they are the correct ones. He is going to have, I don't know who this is, but Mickey Harvey's crew. Those are the person. They must work for our surveyor because they were the people that did the original surveying. So he is going to have them go out over the next couple of weeks and redo their survey and see if they can come up with anything. And I said, but so what happens if you never come to an agreement? And he said, well, then it goes to court and a judge makes the decision.
How far is the how far off are we talking?
15 feet.
Oh,
it's a lot.
So it's significant, yeah.
Yeah. And there was something about the right of way that some claim to the right of way that the other surveyor is, you know, to part of the right of way. And then he got into the, I don't know what the technical term is, something like eminent domain because it's been maintained. But I happen to know you can't do that with a municipality.
Right.
And I didn't even get into that with him. But anyway, I was kind of disappointed, and I'll give him another week, and I'll call him again and see if Mickey Harvey's crew has gone out there. And
now, is that costing us anything, Sid, for them to go back out there?
No.
Okay.
No. But, you know, I'm cut and dry, and I'm like, why can't this just be who's right and who's wrong? And he gave me 10,000 reasons why that can't be, so... Unfortunately.
We really want to go to court with this? If it comes
no, we're going to talk about that when it comes time.
I
think we all have our opinions on that, but we don't need to talk about it just unless there's no resolution yet. So that was disappointing. So let's talk about the newsletter again. I want to read you something from Jeff Conway. Okay, here we go. Tell me what you guys think. Originally, when I talked to you last, he had said that he would get another mom to do it, and well, you know, and she would get four more kids that were needed. So he says, I spoke to the mom who has her two kids, and she has not heard from anybody else who wants to do a newsletter. What I want to propose is... I know that the first newsletter always comes out either the weekend of the June 30th meeting and then it continues. I want to have one last effort, I think, with people when they see that we're looking for newsletter people, when we actually stand there in front of the members, we can say we need to get four more people to do this. So he's saying he wants to still try to bring it up at the meeting and see if he can get volunteers. Please put that idea to the board. They will allow us to keep the newsletter alive until we get to that first meeting, and we can actually get some people to say yes.
One of the things that irritates me, Sid, is that, you know, we've already discussed this. We made a decision way back when as a board. And this is one of the things that really irritates me is that we made the decision, now we're coming back and we have to make another decision. It should have been a done deal.
I put it out afterwards when he begged and the majority of the board said, that's fine, we don't care, it's not a deal.
Right, I get it. But it's wasting our time.
Okay, so I'll just tell them no. Who agrees with that? I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with it.
Okay, so it's done. It's not, you know, like, Phil, it's just trying to keep everybody happy, but I think it's a dead horse. I really do.
I understand this, and believe me, you don't, you're talking to somebody that tries to make a ton of people happy.
Right.
You know, and I want to make everybody happy, but for lack of better words, we know it's been a dying issue for the last couple of years.
Okay.
You know, it's going to save us money in the long run. Not that we have money to spend, it's there, but we made a decision. I think once we make a decision as a board, we have to stick with them and not pedal backwards. That's my opinion. Sorry.
Okay. And then the spring packet, here's what we still need that has to go to the webmaster. He got the president's message, he got the geese waiver, he got the Airbnb letter, committee reports.
Oh.
I sent him something from me for the secretary. I sent him something for me for first speech, and I Phil sent his properties on Saturday.
Properties,
we did all that on Saturday.
So I know I haven't finished yet. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So that's okay. So committee reports. So like Lisa, if you're going to do the nominating, Lori, if you're going to do budget, just he needs something. Just saying what's going on, please. And then each beast representative. So Dave. Just write something about Second Beach, please. I already told Emma to please write something about Third Beach. Who's First Beach?
Kathy and I.
I already did that. Okay. Evelyn and I already did it. We talked about it.
Kathy did it.
Well, I checked in with you. I did not just
know
that.
What is the deadline? I'm sorry.
Well, honestly, he wants to have, he would like to have everything back to us, like, this weekend.
But what is the absolute deadline? Because if I get a date for searching for nests, I'd like to be able to update it.
Yeah, I kind of think we might have to do that in an email blast. If he's willing to get it to us this weekend, so let me finish with what we need, and then we'll see if we can get back. So each beach representative, he's got something in from Corinne, he's got something in from Kathy, he's got something in from Lisa Holberg. No, he doesn't. Can you write a treasure thing, Lisa? Or you're on mute. Or I can just tell him, is it necessary? Because the treasurer reports all come out. What do you guys? I don't remember from the.
There's always a blurb, some kind of blurb in there.
I'll go look at a past newsletter and see what I can find.
Okay, thank you. Tax collector, he got properties, he got events, he got trash pickup. Phil. It's on the calendar, but I don't know what does he need about that, Phil. And he does he want you to say in the spring packet reminder trash pickup is or no?
When Mondays and Fridays start again, maybe?
It's on the calendar though.
I know.
It's all on the calendar.
Okay,
you know,
so
do you want him to put that in or if whatever. Is it something you feel we need?
No, it's up to you, Phil.
No, I don't think we need it. I mean, it's redundant. Okay. I think it's all redundant.
Okay.
Let people start. We got to start using that calendar, I think. That's another. People got to start using that.
Okay.
Myself included.
trash. Okay. Merchandise. Kathy LaFawn said she'd have it to him by the 15th. Water testing. Lisa Long wrote a nice article, and she sent that to him. The dam Tim sent to him. Board contacts, can you do that, Kathy? Or
sure.
Is it? Okay, thanks. And then the reflective address marker form, are we sure that those are still available?
I know somebody that sent a form in like 2 years ago and never got a reply from the fire department.
So how would I check that? The fire department or the...
Their form.
Okay, so before we put that in the spring packet, I should check with them and make sure that that's still something viable, right?
Yeah, whatever the guy was doing it at the fire department had left, and they hadn't found anybody else to do it, so.
Okay. Let me just make it up. Can we get a reflector? Okay, so that form, maybe, maybe not. Kathy, the August minutes are in, and then the newsletter info, which was Jeff Conway. So that's the, we're doing good. Just a few things, and then he's hoping to have it to us by this weekend. If you can get something to him before that.
Okie dokie.
And then, so the spring packet, when did we decide we'd send that out? April 15th, or was it?
Yeah, I think it's the 15th.
Okay. And do we still print those, or do we just electronically send those?
You print some.
No, we electronically send them.
I don't think we, yeah.
Cause if someone requests a hard copy, then I'll print it. But we're not sending out any little cards this year, so hopefully no one's going to request a hard copy.
Maybe put it in an email blast in mid-April.
Do we have someone to do the newsletter for the remainder of the year yet?
No.
Do we want to put that in the spring packet?
I think I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I think I did in the president's message. And that mom that Jeff Conway was referring to, I'm going to check with her newsletter person. Check with So that requires somebody just picking them up at the printer and putting them in the kiosk, right, Kathy?
No, we're not doing it.
We are putting them in the kiosk.
Put them in the kiosk.
Oh, okay.
We do a few, but that's what it entails, right, Kathy? Like,
it should, yeah.
Okay.
So Mike would send it to, or the, well.
Who's ever doing the newsletter, right?
Yeah, and that's the other thing I did put in the president's message. Like, if we don't have someone to do it, we're not going to have a newsletter.
Right.
So
they send it to the printer, and then whoever
pick it, put it in the kiosk.
Right. Whoever picks it up, puts it in the kiosk.
That might be a problem. But if it is, we just don't have printed newsletters. We just don't have any if nobody can do them.
Right, and I mean, really, do we really need to, if we're not delivering newsletters, can't someone just print it off on a printer and put some in a kiosk instead of having them printed? I don't know, how many are you going to print, 10? I mean, I don't know, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't know either.
So.
We always plan like 100 total. So.
Oh, to put in the kiosk? No,
delivered.
No, it's
like totally printed.
Right.
So, that would he has like 200 and something printed. When we were budgeting, it was 100 that were supposed to be printed.
Yeah.
I think if you put 10 in each kiosk, that's 10 in each beach should be plenty.
And then if somebody else wants or needs one of us can print it off for the straggler that doesn't have access to an electronic. You know, if one of the kiosks is out and someone's looking for it, we can print a couple off, Kathy, and put them in there.
I don't know. It just sounds like, you know, if they're out, they're out. And then, you know what?
They go to another kiosk.
I don't know.
Yeah, or go to second beach or whatever, third beach.
Check all kiosks.
So, well, I really think that's going to be one of our biggest challenges. So if any of you know anybody that has any savvy with newsletter, that's a really big one. I mean, even to see it online, we need someone to set it up and do it.
Oh,
so.
Absolutely.
Right.
So, even if, you know, not even thinking about the printing part, but rack your brains and see if you know of anybody that's capable, because I don't know what else to do.
That's still a stipend position?
Yes.
Yeah. I did put that in the in my president's message, that there's a small stipend, too. But, I mean, I know there's got to be a million people that could do it in 5 minutes, like, in our Lions Club, the lady does a beautiful job, and she's been trying for years to find someone to take over. Nobody knows how to do it. So, so anyway, that's a big one.
I'm thinking Sally. It's a small stipend for her. Can't hear you, girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. This is, I'm having a brain. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right?
So work on it.
Okay.
She's creative.
Like, really creative. She's a graphic designer.
Very funny. Very funny.
Okay. Well, let's hope. Any other old business, anybody?
Can I ask a question? I know I'm not on the board, but because we're talking about newsletters, I'm in our website, and I'm looking for last year's newsletters. Do we not have those?
Yeah.
22 newsletters?
Communications.
It's under communications.
Yeah, newsletters. Or maybe I was in the archives. All right, sorry.
Yeah, and then at the very bottom is the spring packet from 2022. Find it? Okay.
All right. Anything else, anybody? This has got to be the world's fastest meeting.
No, are you doing a news blast then?
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to put that in about the canoe and the paddle boat?
Yes, I made a note.
Please, thank you.
Is Jason no longer doing those?
I've been doing them. That's why they're screwed up. I'm getting better.
I was going to say, you should get a tutorial.
No.
But, I mean, if he's not doing them, he has an email just for email blasts. We kept it, right, Lori? We kept his email?
Well, he has Jason
at Lake Hayward.
Yeah, so we can get rid of that. Is what Evelyn is saying. It's not necessary to have his email anymore.
Yeah.
So if everybody's in agreement, one less fee, little fee a month, but
yeah. The only thing I didn't know is, I mean, I know Jason just didn't do the emails. He does communications, right? So that entails constant contact, updating the files of constant contact. He gets the new owner information sheets. And
right? He's not, Cindy, he said he wasn't doing that, remember?
No, I know, I'm doing it, yeah.
Yeah. He's, Kathy, he said he wasn't doing that anymore because Cindy asked him for the list and he just said it's an old list that...
Okay, so Cindy, you're doing communication as well. Okay.
So, what I thought I would do is after the June meeting, hopefully we'll have a bunch of updated email addresses and then try to go through, because it's really, the list is really a mess, but it's just old. It's just never been updated, so I'm not even sure how to, you know, I'll go through it as best I can and add any new ones that we get at the meeting, or if you get any, Kathy.
Well, yeah, I'll forward anybody that gives me a property information sheet, I always forward to Jason and the tax collector. So now I'll just forward it to you.
Okay.
And the tax collector.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody? All right. Well, thanks everybody for coming. And
Wait.
Yes, dear.
Nicole did not show up today.
All right. Figures. Let me know in a couple of days if you don't see her.
Yeah, well, I texted her and said I was available until 6:30 today, and I got no reply. So. I also grabbed a printed a W-9 I was going to give her.
She already has it.
I know. When she came over with the keys, I was going to say, here.
Mm-hmm. So those keys are for Lynn. And yes. When do you think you're going to change those locks on the pavilion, Phil?
I haven't decided yet. I'm thinking of going to the combination locks instead of keys.
Yeah, I know. Do you know when you're going to do that, in the beginning of the season or the end, or?
You know, that's.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just don't know yet. I have to look into it. I have to investigate it.
So, if we have to, we can just make a set of keys for Lynn.
Lynn who?
If you don't get... Lynn Chrissy?
She just needs that one door. She has
Lynn
she Chrissy? Has the other door, Cindy?
I have keys for Lynn Chrissy.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I thought you wanted them for Lynn Macri.
No.
I have...
No, Lynn...
I have two sets of keys.
Oh.
At the cottage.
Okay.
So I will get that. I thought you wanted Berlin Macri. Never mind, Evelyn. That key. You get it. You give it to me. That key. But
all right. Well, Lynn Macri needs one.
Well, so Lynn Macri's going to need that one key, right? She's doing a kid's
right. Show. That's just for the events closet.
Right. So you could just give that to either Cindy or Lynn, either or.
Okay.
All right. But I have two sets of keys, one for at the cottage and one for Lynn, and then whoever's going to be on the board.
Okay. So that was just a misunderstanding. I didn't. Okay.
Yeah, I just.
Good.
Now, does she hit? She doesn't have any keys, or is she? What's her deal?
Lynn Christy.
Yeah.
She needs a key just to the files closet, right?
Well, I'll give her. I mean, all board members have all the keys. Every board member has keys to every door.
You don't, Lori?
Lori does. Zero.
You don't have any keys.
Zero, baby.
You don't have any keys. All right, I just thought I have sets at the house.
Excuse me.
And I'll get you a set also. Sorry.
How about you, Lisa? Lisa, do you have keys? Lisa Hober, you have keys?
Lisa has keys.
I do. I've been leaving mine out left and right.
All right. All
right. In April, I'll get you all keys.
Did we ever figure out the keys for that video camera? Security camera?
Nope. But that doesn't look like a hard lock to drill out.
That won't
compromise anything.
It shouldn't need to be locked.
No.
Dave, what were you going to say?
That would be an easy problem to solve. And after you drill it out, if you still want to lock it, you put a hasp and a padlock on it. Not a big deal.
Oh, I got extra luggage locks.
Yes, Dave.
But
Dave on that when he gets back.
If the door is locked, if the outside door is locked, you don't need to leave that locked, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah.
Because nobody knows how to use the goddamn thing anyway.
There's no gold in there.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
And I make a motion.
Yes.
We adjourn. Adjourn.
Thank you. We'll see you all in the morning.
Bye.
Hi.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.